This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The commander of Ukrainian ground forces visited besieged Bakhmut to boost morale and talk strategy with units defending the town and surrounding villages in eastern Ukraine. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Military analysts expect that Ukraine's forces will put their maximum effort in coming days into defending Bakhmut, which in recent months has seen some of the bloodiest attritional fighting of Russia's year-old invasion. Russia has made the capture of Bakhmut a priority in its strategy to take control of Ukraine's eastern Donbas industrial region. Russia has made recent progress towards encircling Bakhmut, where only about 5,000 of 70,000 residents remain. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Meanwhile, some U.S. lawmakers are pushing the Biden administration to supply Ukraine with the fighter jets it's asking for, while the CIA chief says that Russia is overly confident. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Not everyone in Congress supports more military aid for Ukraine, but Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan says they need F-16 fighter jets, and the Biden administration should do it now.
They have slow-rolled critical military weapons systems.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. So did White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, defending the stance on the fighter jets.
This phase is about ground combat and being able to have the tools in the hands of the Ukrainians.
CIA Director William Byrne says that he thinks Russia is underestimating the U.S. resolve and that its President Vladimir Putin will be facing pressure at home with the cost of the war in dollars and lives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korea says that leader Kim Jong-un presided over a major political conference dedicated to improving the farming sector. The meeting held Sunday comes and outside experts have assessed the country's chronic food insecurity. This is VOA News. Schools reopen in Syria's northwest region after closing when the February 6 earthquake devastated the region, killing tens of thousands of people. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Many of the schools were being used as temporary shelters following the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck Turkey and parts of neighboring Syria. Those living there were asked to move to tents. Ibrahim Hashoum has been living in a tent with his family, including young children, since their home was destroyed. He says his cousin's family lost 14 people when the house collapsed on them. Meanwhile, prices of tents have been skyrocketing amid shortages in a region where more than 90% of the population live in poverty and rely on aid for food and medicine. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 59 people have died, including 12 children, after a wooden sailing boat carrying migrants to Europe crashed against rocks near the southern Italian coast early Sunday. Reuters' Angela Johnston.
Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni expressed deep sorrow for the deaths and blamed human traffickers who profit while offering migrants, quote, the false prospect of a safe journey. Calabria's governor Roberto Occhiotto called it a tragedy that should have been avoided.
È una giornata di lutto per la Calabria.
It is a day of grief for Calabria, he said, adding,
la Calabria è una regione.
Calabria is a region that welcomes people. Last year we welcomed 18,000 migrants, but we can't be abandoned by Europe.
Dall'Europa.
Italy is one of the main landing points for migrants trying to enter Europe by sea.
That's Reuters' Angela Johnston reporting. Huge crowds gathered across Mexico Sunday to oppose a government drive to shrink the independent electoral authority, arguing for changes to threaten democracy in what appeared to be the largest protest yet against President Andrés Manuel Obrador's administration. Organizers said in Mexico City over 500,000 people attended with protesters filling the central square. Protester David Paz.
Most of us are protesting to use the people's power to pressure. I think the Supreme Court and the justices will make a good decision not to support Mr. President.
Mexico's Congress last week approved a major overhaul of the National Electoral Institute, which López Obrador has repeatedly attacked as corrupt and inefficient. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.